This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today I'm joined by Margot Grant-Witz, who's the Vice President, Brand Ambassador, and Third Generation Leader of Elizabeth Grant Skincare. Margot is carrying forward an incredible family legacy while helping evolve it for a new generation. And I have to say, and I mentioned this in the virtual green room before the show, that I remember your grandmother, Elizabeth Grant herself, the brainchild behind Elizabeth Grant Skincare, and seeing her at the Shopping Channel when I used to work there part-time as an on-air host. And I never actually got to do a segment with her, but always dreamed about it. And I'm so excited to meet Margot today to talk to her, who's on camera often with Kerry Oliver and is continuing on in this exciting tradition of helping women look and feel beautiful and get in on that magical ingredient in beauty and skincare, Tericillium, which helps glow, hydrate, and refresh your skin. Elizabeth Grant Skincare is the Canadian brand that is best known for anti-aging, helping women be radiant at every age. And I love that Paris Hilton evidently once told Elizabeth Grant reps that she loves the packaging and loves that the serum smooth and soothe the skin even after a day in the sun. Before we meet Margot, let me tell you a little bit more about her. So Margot Grant-Witz has been a student of beauty her entire life, but not in the way most people think. For her, beauty was never just about appearance. It was about resilience, identity, and transformation. As the granddaughter of Elizabeth Grant and the daughter of Marion Witz, Margot grew up inside a legacy that began in 1948, when built not on trends, but on real results and lived experience. Today, as Vice President of Elizabeth Grant International Inc., she works alongside both women to continue growing a globally recognized skincare brand that remains family-owned, female-led, and manufactured in-house. Early in her career, Margot took a hands-on role in evolving the brand, reimagining its visual identity, modernizing the packaging, and contributing to product development. Her instinct for both storytelling and business helped introduce the brand to a whole new generation while maintaining the trust of its long-standing community. She's also a recognized on-air personality across international television platforms, known for her ability to connect in a way that feels both credible and human, translating science into real-life understanding and building a loyal global audience in the process. But her work is no longer limited to beauty alone. In recent years, Margot has begun expanding her voice into something deeper: how women see themselves, how they show up, and how they evolve without disappearing. She is currently developing a podcast, which we'll hear all about later on in the show, and a live event series centered on the idea of aging out loud, creating space for honest, nuanced conversations around confidence, pressure, reinvention, and identity. Her perspective challenges traditional narratives, reframing confidence as something you build through experience, choice, and action, not something you either have or don't. As a speaker and emerging confidence advocate, Margot encourages women to take up space, evolve visibly, and define success on their own terms without shrinking to meet expectations. Alongside her professional work, she leads EG Cares, the company's charitable division, supporting organizations through education and product donations. She's also a proud supporter of Look Good, Feel Better, helping women maintain a sense of self during cancer treatment. At her core, Margot believes this: you don't age out of relevance, you grow into it. And she's building her work and her voice all around that idea. Margot, congratulations on all this, longest bio in the history ever, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
I was like, that is such a lovely bio. I'm so happy to be here, and really thank you for giving me the opportunity.
So delighted to have you here. You know, it's funny. I was looking at the different generations and I thought your grandmother was part of what's called the silent generation. And I'm what
to know her is there's nothing silent about her.
And there's nothing, and I know that's the cool part. I'm a baby boomer. You're a millennial, right?
Honestly, my generation, my specific age group, we have so many different categories about yes. what generation name that we are. But yes. I think I'm an elder millennial is what I was told, or yes. a zillennial. I don't know. But yeah, that's where I'm at.
But it's so interesting that Elizabeth Grant, this is about, traverses all these generations. And that's what's so wonderful about it. Margot, the beauty business truly seems woven into your family story, with your grandmother, Elizabeth Grant, founding the company, your mother, Marion Witz, as the president, yourself as the vice president and brand ambassador. There's now really three generations, which is so cool, of women and family members carrying Elizabeth Grant skincare together. What has it been like to build not just a brand, but a legacy side by side as a family?
I think it's a privilege. I think there is a lot of delicate moments and emotions that you sort of navigate and you learn to navigate. And I would never say it's for the faint of heart or someone who isn't ready to dive into all that can come. I mean, think about just having an argument with your mom on a good day. Now think about your mom being your boss. Yeah. So I think it is a privilege and an incredible opportunity to have the respect for the women who have come ahead of me, yeah. to be able to spend as much time as I've been able to spend with them, because life is really short. And I don't think someone can look at a moment when a loved one passed and go, oh, I spent too much time with them, when I'm so lucky for all the moments I got to spend. And really, because my mom is my mom, and my mom's my grandmother's daughter-in-law, and because my grandmother is my grandmother, they always taught me that I had a voice. It was up to me if I used it, but they never silenced it.
That's so fantastic. You've said that your grandmother, Elizabeth Grant, has never been an old woman. Your grandmother had her 100th birthday 3 years ago, which would make her 103 now. And you said there's such a disconnect about that because she's never been an old person. She's always been young at heart, young looking, feeling great, looking young, feeling young. She believes in life and laughter, and watching her sing and dance to Me and My Shadow with one of the hosts on the Shopping Channel was just next level. What's the best advice that your grandmother ever gave you that you live by?
Oh, she's given me so many. Number one is be charming, be charming, be charming. Just be charming. That's it. Someone can have a bad day, you can turn it around. But if you're going to go toe to toe with someone, you're going to lose. So just be charming is on one side. But on the flip side is no one likes the misery. You're not going to get out of life. So you might as well enjoy all the moments that you can make enjoyable of. Understand that life isn't going to be bright eye and bushy tail for everyone, but no one likes a misery, so don't be one.
So true. That's so true. Your grandmother built the company from such a place of resilience and reinvention. What has carrying that legacy taught you personally about strength and purpose? Because she really, it was not easy. And what she's accomplished and what she began and how she began it. I don't know if we should share some of the story.
With pleasure.
Can you tell us what happened to your grandmother? She didn't just say, I love beauty. I want to go into the beauty business. There's a very interesting history that happened during one of the world wars.
So it's even before that. So my grandmother, her father passed away when she was 7 years old, and her mother remarried, and her mother's new husband would consistently and constantly tell my grandmother how she wasn't good enough, not pretty enough, not smart enough, would not amount to anything. And you'll be lucky if someone wants to marry you. And when she was 11, her stepfather said he didn't want her in the house anymore. And she left because her mother said, you have to go. She moved in with her sister and she was looking for a job in London, England. And she saw a sign on an ice cream shop that said, help wanted. Tall, blonde, buxom, blue-eyed beauty. She walked in. She said, I'm here for the job. And the man behind the counter said, are you dumb? Clearly you can't read because you are not tall. You're not a blonde. You're not buxom. You are not blue-eyed. She's like, I know. She was 5'2", nothing, dark hair, dark eyes, flat chest. And she said, exactly. She said, every other ice cream shop is going to look for a tall, blonde, blue-eyed, buxom beauty. You'll have someone different. You'll have me who's hungry to succeed, who'll work the line, who'll take the orders and will make them laugh and keep them entertained. And the man, you could sort of see like the wheel turning. And his wife came out from the back room and said, if you don't hire her, I will, because she's right. And she kept the line and the business going. And so for the purpose of always being told she wasn't good enough, she wasn't smart enough, she wasn't going to amount to anything, she said inside of herself, but I have to keep going. I have to make a place for myself. I have to put food on my table. I have to keep going. And she found out she was very good at makeup because for always being told that she was ugly, she always wanted to be beautiful. So she became a makeup artist at Elstree Studios in London, England. Yeah. And unfortunately, during World War II, she was walking the street with her girlfriend, and the street over, a V2 bomb blast went off, and she had shrapnel damage to her skin and lost hearing in her left ear. And all she wanted to do was go back to work. She wanted to feel comfortable and confident in her skin. And I think that is a universal truth. We want to look in the mirror and love what we see. Good days or bad days. We want to look in and go, I like you. And so she felt that she couldn't go back to work if she wasn't beautiful. How could she make people look beautiful if she wasn't beautiful? So every day she would go to her doctor's office and she would go around tea time and she said, what do you have for me? He said, nothing. And so one day she went and the doctor said, listen, Elizabeth, I have a patient. I'll be back. Do whatever you want. Be bored. I shouldn't be so long. Be back in about half an hour. She said, okay. And she was walking around. And remember, I said her father passed when she was 7. She always believed her father was always looking out for her.
Wow.
She was in the doctor's office being a nosy lady, bored out of her mind. She always said there was no Vogue magazines in the doctor's office during that day. So what does she do? She goes to the bookshelf. She pulls up a book. She flips open the book. She just randomly opens a page. She sees war wounds. She scribbles down the term because she says, I have a war wound. And as soon as she scribbled down this piece of paper, put it in her pocket, the doctor came, closed the book and said, those words are too big for you. You wouldn't understand them. So let's have some tea. And the next day she went to her friend and her friend was a chemist. She said, have you heard about this? And he said, yeah, it's what they use on the front lines, on soldiers, on the way to the hospital to minimize the burn, to minimize the damage.
Wow.
She said, would you make it for me? And her friend said, it's not going to help you. My grandmother said, I didn't ask for your opinion.
Right.
I asked, would you make it for me?
Yes.
And 8 to 10 months later, all her scarring went away. She went back to work because that was the only thing she wanted to do. And she was working on Miss Vivian Leigh, the famous actress from Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
And Miss Leigh looked at my grandmother and said, you have gorgeous looking skin. What do you use?
Yes.
My grandmother almost fell off her chair because she had this traumatic injury to her face.
Yes.
Always told she was ugly. And she sheepishly went into her bag and she took out the serum. She said, this is what I use. And unbeknownst to my grandmother, 3 weeks later, Miss Leigh came back and said, I love it. Where can I buy it? My grandmother started batching it in her bathtub.
Your bathtub, yes.
And she created the very first serum on the market ever for at-home beauty use in 1948, where another brand came out with another serum in 1982.
Wow. That is fast. She said, I'll get right back to you, to Vivian Leigh, who of course played Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind. She started batching in her bathtub. Like, that is so unbelievable. And is that what has now known as the iconic Elizabeth Grant Supreme Essence of Torricellum, powered by the brand's exclusive Torricellum to keep your skin looking smooth and beautiful? Is that?
That's it. Except she would say at that time it was crude. She said, in comparison to what we give you now, which is more refined and more seamless and better technology. But yes, that is 100% essence of Torricellum that repaired my grandmother's skin from bomb blast damage, only for her to want to go back to work. And then when she said, Miss Leigh says, I have gorgeous skin, maybe more women feel the way I do.
Wow.
And I want to make them feel the best version of who they are. Because my grandmother's always said, aging is a blessing. It's not something that everyone is afforded. And if you're able to complain, wow, what a privilege. Because if you can't complain about it, you're not here to live it.
Right. That's right. What's the alternative? It's a happy problem to be here to complain about. And she also, there's a famous line that your grandmother said, you don't know me from a bar of soap. Can you tell us the story behind that?
Yeah, in 1999, she walked onto TSC, the shopping channel here in Canada, Today's Shopping Choice. Mm-hmm. And this woman in her 70s with that beautiful pitch white hair. Because remember, beauty is for the young. That's the name of the game. All the editors, all the stylists, all the people who are making these beautiful brands, they're all these young, gorgeous women. And here we have this woman who's in her 70s. She's a grandma, right? Technically, she was a great-grandma at that time. She walked up into the air and she said, "You don't know me from a bar of soap, but I want you to trust me. I want you to believe in me.
Wow.
Because I'm going to change your life."
Wow.
And she did just that. And for 28 years and counting on TSC and QVCs and TVSNs and in 10 international channels around the world, we have been changing how women feel about aging, how their skin shows aging, and frankly, just helping to exude the opportunity and confidence to know that over the age of 40, you don't have to disappear.
That's right. Okay, so here's a question about, you've used the word that I want to ask you about, which is confidence. She must have had tremendous confidence to say, "You don't know me from a bar of soap, but you're going to know me and you're going to love me and I'm going to change your life." What gave her that confidence, do you think? Was that just her?
She lived it. She saw what happens when someone keeps you small. She saw what happens when someone tells you why you're not good enough. She saw what happened daily to be told to stay in a spot, to stay in a place, to live in the box you're supposed to live. And she was brave enough to open the door and walk outside that box. And she was brave enough to know that you're going to get so many no's in life. And other than, and I will say this caveat, other than when it comes to sexual ethics, morality, no means no in sexual talk, okay? But no doesn't mean no in business. Hmm. It can just mean not right now.
Wow.
And so you're going to get a lot of no's. All you need is one yes. And quite often that one yes comes from you.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. So I don't know if this is by osmosis or genetics, but you have her confidence too.
Where do I sure
you
do.
You have it so much and it's great. It's so 100% refreshing to see.
It comes from my mom. It comes from my dad. It comes from my grandmother. It comes from these people who said to me, if not you, then who? My grandmother and mother would always say to me, "God gave you a mouth, use it." My dad's always said to me, and I remember once very specifically, I was getting mediocre grades in school because I was trying to keep up with the kids who were getting mediocre grades. And I specifically looked at my dad and he said, "What is this? What is this grade?" I said, "I'm average." And he looked at me as if I just killed the dog. And he said, "You can be a lot of things, but you are not average. So if you want to keep yourself small, that's your choice. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of more people who are much more dumb than you. You are not average. So I will not allow that in my home." Wow. And so they always taught me, it doesn't matter what's between your legs. It matters what's between your ears.
That's so fantastic. I just love that. All right, let me ask you just to backtrack me, as we've used the word Tericillium, and it is a miracle ingredient in skincare. You can't even keep it in stock. They go so quickly, like hot rolls out of a bakery. What is this magic ingredient, Tericillium? What is it?
With pleasure. So Tericillium is our proprietary blend of ingredients. It comes from a particular type of sea kelp that we harvest twice a year from a northern ocean. Pretty cold. We do replant it. Don't worry. We are very environmentally friendly that way. But it's ours and ours alone. And it's a proprietary blend of vitamins, nutrients, minerals, amino acids, and peptides that change your skin. Mm-hmm. And it is the most phenomenal ingredient because you can be like, "Oh, Tericillium, can you please work on my lines and wrinkles and crinkles?" And the essence of Tericillium will say, "Sure, girl, I got you." Or, "Boy, I got you." But wrinkles and crinkles make up 3% of the aging process. Do you mind if I work on all the other things that you're not paying attention to? And you're sitting there and you're going, "What do you mean?" And it's like the essence of Tericillium Girl is your makeover best friend, in the sense of, like, you know, when you're just feeling fuddy-duddy and it comes, goes, "Let's go get our hair done. Let's get a new color of a jacket." And you're like, yes, that's what essence does. The essence doesn't make you feel icky about who you are, because every one of those lines are attached to a moment and a memory. It's about trying to give you the best skin that is makeup optional, that when you look in the mirror, you love what you see. So based on privatized third-party blind clinical trials, The essence of Trislam has proven that in a 28-day blind study, 100% of study participants saw an improvement in their skin hydration, 100% saw an improvement in their skin elasticity, 100% saw an improvement in their skin firmness, and 100% saw a decrease in their wrinkles and crinkles within 28 days.
Wow.
And those stats, they're not heard of in today or any day beauty industry, but every single person who uses it goes,
"My
skin looks better."
It works. And I've known this for years. So it's so cool to actually hear about it and to hear how it all evolved. It's really amazing. So I heard about you, Margo, from Leslie Gottlieb, who is the owner of Aero.
The loveliest.
I have been her coach for 20 years. She calls me her OG coach, her original from the beginning. I'm also a life coach, bliss coach. And she spoke so highly about you. And when she said your name, and I said, "Wait a minute, Elizabeth Grant's daughter, granddaughter," she said, "granddaughter." I was like, "Oh my God, I have to meet this lady." That is really, really awesome. That is so awesome. So what I also love about your journey, Margo, and what was fascinating when I was doing the research about you, is that even though you were born into this incredible legacy, your own path wasn't always headed towards beauty. I love that you started off as a teacher and pivoted to work for your grandmother's company, Elizabeth Grant, Inc. And I know you were worried about people seeing your role there as nepotism, which I related to because I used to work for my dad's company and felt the same way. How did you circumvent and overcome that to be the respected and highly regarded team member that you are today?
You earn it. You roll up your sleeves. You do the hard work. You do the work that people don't want to do. You be in the team. You know everyone's name. So I'm really proud to say this. We have 150 employees. And out of the 150 employees, 85% of them are women. And out of those 85%, of those 85% are over the age of 45. And I can walk into my team and know their names and know their families and know if they're a vegetarian or know what religion they are to say, you know, Merry Christmas or Happy this or Happy birthday or how's your child doing? I'll go toe to toe on the line and we will pack boxes. We'll do the show at 3 o'clock in the morning. I will drive something over the border if my mother asks me to. And it was a very humbling lesson because it wasn't given to me by my mother. It wasn't given to me by my grandmother. It wasn't given to me by anybody I was related to. It was given to me by the general manager who said, "Margo, you got to earn this because if I want you to go sweep in the back, you're sweeping in the back." And my whole ego was like, "What do you mean? Look at all the things I've done." And she's like, "Why are you any better than anybody else?" Right. And when you earn the respect of understanding how hard the jobs are, and also understanding the different cogs of the machine, you become a better partner. And great leaders come from a place of partnership, come from a place of us, come from a place of we. Because if you're on your own island, you're not going to get very far.
Absolutely.
And also, like, who am I to say my job is any better than anybody else's job? The reason why I'm able to do what I'm doing is because of our great team. Absolutely. I sparkle and shine because they razzle and dazzle.
Right. Absolutely. Speaking of razzle and dazzle, you have a great lipstick. Is that an Elizabeth Grant red lipstick that you're wearing?
The At Last Lip Stain. You cannot lick off, you cannot eat off, you cannot kiss off, you cannot wipe off for 4 to 8 hours.
That's a great lipstick. Is that like a blue red?
It's the most perfect blue red.
Everyone,
it's
if you're
the
looking
red carpet.
Perfect shade of red carpet glam lipstick. Margo is wearing it and you can get that at Elizabeth Grant. I've been noticing it, so I had to say something about it.
With pleasure.
So I guess I talked about Leslie Gottlieb, an Aeropreneur. And wondered why you decided to become an entrepreneur.
I didn't.
I didn't become
an entrepreneur. My grandmother's an entrepreneur. My mother's an entrepreneur. My father was an entrepreneur. I'm just smart enough to know it's a good place to hitch my wagon. Nice. Where I start things is charities. It's talk. It's confidence. It's communication.
Yes.
but I'm not putting my money where my mouth is, right? I'm not the one running around going, how are we going to rub these two pennies together? I wasn't the one who knocked on 27 banks' doors to say, hey, can I have a business loan? Like my mother did. And 26 of them said no in 1998. I'm not an entrepreneur. I come from a family of entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And because I come from a family of entrepreneurs, because I was the free labor at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, you appreciate how the machine works.
Yes.
And the entrepreneurial spirit is in me, but the guts, whew, the people who came before me, you got to be gutsy to start your own thing. And I've been saying this a lot. This is actually what our new talk is going to come up in June about is, why does your yes mean less than everyone's no?
Right.
And you had an idea.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, everybody around you is going to tell you why it's dumb, why it's not going to work. How can you be so risky? Why are you going to take that chance? Right. And for whatever reason, a lot of women listen to that and they go, yeah, I guess you're right. And so my whole thing is, your yes matters.
Yes.
And let's figure out how to make it bloom.
That's so fantastic. It seems like you've led a very glamorous life. You went to school in the south of France at Grenoble École de Management. You've said that around that time, living in France teaches you that living to work is nowhere as important as working to live. So can you tell us about living and studying in France and about that exciting time in your life and what it taught you? Don't answer that just yet. We're going to go on a short commercial break. More with Margot Grant Witz and Elizabeth Brand Skincare when we come back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. I'm Judy Liebrach. And just before the break, I was asking Margot to describe what living and working in France taught you.
Yeah. So my mom wanted me to join the company, and I said, no, not ready. I want to go to school a little bit longer. You know, I just did education. I like being a teacher. I'm thinking of dabbling in marketing. She goes, that's so great. Find a new place to live, because I was at McGill. And she put my house, the apartment. It was her. She has the right to on the market. I said, okay, I see your aggressive move. I love it. I raise you. I'm going to move to France. And I went to go get my master's because we were sponsoring the Cannes Film Festival. And it was just a moment of, wow, what an experience. And I'm South African, so I'm not Canadian. We moved when I was a little girl.
Do you have memories of South Africa?
I do. South Africa was fantastic. And when I went back when I was six, fantastic. And it's a different life. And it's a country that has so much opportunity and potential and beauty and resources that the noise can really drown that out, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I moved a lot. And when I went to France, I sat there going, I'm not ready to go back. I feel like there's just so much more for me to grow, like a hermit crab. I'm a big fan of hermit crabs. And I went and I got my master's. And funny enough, I met a boy when I was at the Cannes Film Festival. And I'm like, I want to be far enough away from him that if it doesn't work, it's okay. But still close that we could travel. Didn't work out. First like month, it didn't work out. But I got my master's there. And I remember it was just a moment that you're sitting there and it was brilliant. Different people, different cultures, different ways of life, and very different than the North American way of life to see how people behaved and what mattered and where the attention was. I always remember, like, I was obsessed with a BlackBerry at that time. I'm like, I need a BlackBerry, and they didn't have it in France. And my friends would look at me and be like, why is it so important for you to be this connected
right.
to something that you can't see? And it shocked me. I was like, what do you mean? And then I would open up my windows and see the mountains and go to the farmer's market on Sunday. And I go, I get it.
I get it. Wow.
Life is the balance. Life is the moments that catch you by surprise, the getting caught in the rain, the laughing with your girlfriends, the missing the train because the door's closed.
Right.
Those are the moments.
Yes, absolutely. You started working very young. You actually were a camp counselor at Camp Ohanawan at age 15. What are you
sure was.
That first job?
You know what's so interesting about that? I was a punk. I really was. I was a spoiled brat. And I was like, ba, 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 ba. So I'm at the school with my kids because I have two kids, two boys. And this girl comes up to me and she goes, you were my camp counselor. What? I said, pardon? She goes, yeah. And I want to tell you, you were so nice to me. You made me feel like I belonged, this girl from Singapore that knew nobody.
Oh.
And you have to remember, I'm 41. She was 11
yes.
at that time, right? So I was 15, she was 11. And so the moments of that job, you don't see your ripple effects. And to have that memory follow her, that I helped her, I made her feel connected, I made her feel seen, what a privilege. And to live enough life that our lives reconnected, that I had the honor to hear her tell me that story.
Wow.
What a blessing.
That's awesome. That is a blessing. Yeah. Your first job in the city was as a secretary for your dad, which was one of
sure
my first jobs too. So I really related to that. What was it like working for your dad?
The worst.
What did you learn from that?
The absolute worst. And what I meant by that is because my brother worked with my dad as well. So I had my dad and my brother. And I was a little blip. I was nothing, right? And I had to work.
Yes.
I had to work. I had to do the job. I had to stuff the envelopes. And my dad was a different force of nature. My brother is a different force of nature. So it was a different energy. And I had to show up and I couldn't be late. And it was very structured and it was this. But I remember every time I would walk home, I would just feel good. I would feel good that I did something. It didn't mean it was easy. Didn't mean what I learned was the best, because there were some really hard lessons and my dad had high expectations and my brother had high expectations and it was the right expectation. I like that they kicked the brat out, you know?
You strike me as a very purposeful person. You live on purpose and in purpose and you need to have purpose in your life. Not everyone's like that. And it's very refreshing and wonderful to see that. I think that's part of you. Would you agree with that?
I think I'm really grateful that, and whether you're spiritual or not, to any of the listeners, I do say this and I give that caveat. I feel really grateful that God put me here. I feel really lucky that God put me here. And do you know how hard it is to be here, to get here, to live, to survive? Do you know how many, even 60 years ago, 80 years ago, 100 years ago, life was not like this. Mm-hmm. And you made it.
Yeah.
And there's no good in you playing small
right.
to make someone else feel they're big. We can equally be equal. We can fix each other's crowns. We can lift each other up. But wow, what a privilege it is. Like 100 years ago, there wasn't hot water running. Like, you're living in the best time that there is to live, even with all the stuff and all the noise and all the horrendousness, because there is. But there's so many more moments that someone didn't make it for you to.
That's right.
And so if you're here, live for yourself and whatever that is. Build that community, build that passion, build that path, do the business, be the stay-at-home mom. Whatever your choice is, I tell my son this every night, you are always one choice, both positively and negatively, from changing your whole life.
That's so true.
And whatever choice you make isn't finite.
That's right. I think they're lucky to have you. A lot of women, and I say this show, I always say this show reaches 10-year-olds to 100-year-olds.
Amazing.
A lot of women over 40 suffer from ageism. And your grandmother was not one of them at all. And I don't think you were one of them.
Yes, she was. She was 100%. And I was as well. I just don't listen. Neither did she.
Didn't listen. Can you tell us more about this concept that you use, this phrase that you use called pro-aging, which I know and I surmise has to do with women embracing their age rather than fighting it. Pro-aging.
And not only embracing their age, do you know the largest demographic getting Botox right now is 25? Who are you to get Botox at 25? Stop it.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's over the age of 40, you matter. You're not even like people are like, oh, midlife. You're not even at midlife.
No, I'm at midlife. I'm at very advanced.
No, you're at a great level. You're an incredible level. You're an incredible chapter of your world. And I think women are always made, and it's an interesting thing, from a very young age, women are made to feel kept and small, and this is all that you're meant to become. And the question is why? The question is, why are you looking at the path that it's a finite path? What are you so scared about? And pro-aging, I lost my dad. I lost my dad. He was young in comparison to what the age was. I think he was about 61 years old.
Wow. That's very
young. And you're
I'm sorry.
It is young.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And you sit there and you go, why are you so afraid to grow up? Why are you so afraid to lose what was? And I think everyone goes, oh, the good old days when I was in my 20s. The reasons why the 20s were so great is because you had hopes and dreams and aspirations and no mortgage. Like, you had nothing that was stressful. There are people in their 20s who have stresses, and it's not a blanket statement, but in the way of life, you sort of make choices and then you sort of feel stuck. When really every day is a new opportunity to make a new choice. And if you're here, amazing. And if you are worried about the wrinkles and crinkles, go do something about it. You can fix it. Go do whatever you want. Do the injections, do the lifts, do whatever, do the creams. You can change this. Mm-hmm. But you can only change this of a reflection with what's in your heart.
100%. I so agree with you. Tell us about the podcast that you're about to launch that's all about pro-aging.
I want women to be amazing. I want women and men, but I think men have a lot of built-in like
advantages.
Society confidence that gives them there.
Yeah.
But I want women to know not to be a crab in a bucket. I want women to know that we all shine because we shine together. I want women to know that every day is a new opportunity to start again. I mean, my mom relaunched Elizabeth Grant with my grandmother in 1998. She was 46. So I want women to know, if not you, then who? And I know life is tough. I know women sort of look at themselves. I have a friend who's getting divorced and she's like, I'm getting divorced. I was like, okay, that's just a chapter. That's a page in your book. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing with the rest of your life? Because it's a long path. And I always say, people think that being old is 10 years older than you are now. Oh my God, you're so old. You're in your 40s. Oh my God, you're 50s. Oh my God, you're 20s. That's not old. That's just a chapter. Like, I can't look at my grandma at 103 and be like, you don't get it. Like, you don't get it. You don't get anything. You don't get the hardships. I can't look at my mom, who couldn't even get a credit card without my dad signing it, and be like, you don't get it. You know? So I think sometimes women have to step outside of a life that they thought they were meant to live. And remember that every moment is an opportunity to create the life worth living.
Absolutely. What is your best advice to women feeling more confident? Because you've got it in spades, and your grandmother certainly has it. And I think that your mother, from the way you describe her, has it or had to learn to have it.
My mom's funny. Like, my mom's great. My mom's a great balance out of the two of us.
Yes.
You know, has to start again.
What's your best advice to someone to not, you know, go with women, to just be confident, to walk in that straight line, no matter what comes your way, and to just keep moving with purpose and towards the light, especially when you're doing good work, and to not be fazed by all of the forces that come at you?
Change is uncomfortable, but evolution is key. You don't grow because you're comfortable. You don't grow because it's easy. You don't grow because the path is all written out for you. And you go, if I follow these steps, everything happens. And you know, when you make plans, God laughs. So are you laughing with him or are you fighting him? And so my advice to you, to anyone who's listening at any age, you're 7, you're 10, you're 15, you're 32, you're 96, anywhere in between. You're the most amazing person. And a lot of women go, well, what do I bring to the table? And I've said this once and I'll say it 1,000 times. Women are the table. There wouldn't be someone sitting around the table without a woman giving birth to them.
That's right.
So it doesn't do your life any justice to stay small, but also social media isn't real. So if you're comparing yourself to the likes and the this and the influences, it's all manufactured. So you might as well manufacture the life you want to like.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. I love also that you give back, Margo. I know one of your proudest accomplishments is your work with the Look Good, Feel Better program, especially when you did the big give, the charity party. Can you tell us about that experience?
With pleasure. I was a board member on Look Good, Feel Better for the CCTFA, and the charity of choice is Look Good, Feel Better. And Look Good, Feel Better is an international organization that holds free workshops for women and teenage girls going through the physical effects of chemotherapy, meaning how their skin's going to change, how their hair is going to change, and in a way, teach them the tricks and tricks to make them feel normal or look normal. But what it really does is it allows you to be seen as a person versus Michelle with cancer. It's just Michelle. And Michelle is sitting in the room and Naomi's there and she's like, did you feel as sick as I did from that treatment? Wasn't that nurse's butt really cute? It takes the white gloves off of cancer. And that's how people heal. And so Look Good, Feel Better. We were sitting there and my dad was really sick and I felt helpless with my dad. And they told me the deficit that they were working with and I didn't like it. I wanted to make sure that these incredible seminars kept going. And the purpose wasn't to throw this $1 million gala, not saying they did or didn't. It was just to keep these going, these seminars going. And so I just wanted to throw a party that helped someone. I couldn't help my dad. But if I could keep the seminars open in the smaller towns, because cancer doesn't just live in Toronto or New York or the main hubs. Cancer lives everywhere. And if you could make it easier for someone that they could learn that they're not their diagnosis, what a privilege.
Absolutely. What a wonderful thing you're doing. There's so much more to talk about. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. And Margo, I know through our mutual friend, Alana Kafitz, that you recently also took part in Mum Halo's Go Deep event, where you spoke openly about beauty standards, confidence, and pro-aging.
Yeah, so Alana and I worked on that event together as Mum Halo times EG Skincare. And honestly, it was like, I leaned into my year of yes. And I thought about it. I said, if I don't say yes to this, I don't know the ripple. So I'm just going to say yes. And if one person shows up, amazing. If no one shows up, that sucks, but we'll make it work. And to my surprise, on a snowstorm, because it was a snowstorm, women showed up. And I was like, I'm shocked. And I literally said this. I'm like, I'm shocked people are here, but thank you. And what I got from that event were women saying thank you. And thank you for helping me refill my cup. And thank you for acknowledging how I'm feeling and challenges that I have and sort of be a lighthouse a little bit. And I said, wow, what a privilege.
Unbelievable. Women, you've said, are hungry for these deeper, more honest conversations right now. Why do you think that is?
Because I think people are dropping the filter. I think people are more wanting to find that connection. How am I the same versus how am I different? Do you feel the same way that I feel? Are you going through the same things that I'm going through? Are your kids as crazy as my kids are? Uh-huh. Is your menopause as hot as my menopause? Like, yes. Women love to share, but women don't love to show behind the curtain. And it's behind that curtain, that community, because they always say, oh, it takes a village to raise a child. No, it doesn't. It takes a village to be a woman. And it takes a village community, and that community of villagers know how hard it is to raise a child by yourself. So it doesn't take a community to raise a child. It takes a community to be a woman. Mm-hmm. And I think when we find those connections, we can put our armor down a bit.
Well, so it's so funny. I mentioned Leslie Gottlieb, who we both love, and I'm wondering, what is your best advice to someone listening, maybe a younger woman, or maybe someone in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, I'm going to go all the way up to your grandmother's age. What is your best advice to people looking to grow their business?
Start talking. There's no magic sauce. It's like, I always say, oh, I want to lose weight, but I'm eating chocolate cake every single night before I go to bed and I'm not working out. Why aren't I losing weight? It's the same with working. It's the same with anything you do. If it's not you, then who? Right. And you are not going to get that overnight success, even though everybody thinks that it's just that overnight success. It's not.
It's so
ebbs and flows and ups and downs and pulling your hair out and what am I doing?
Yes.
And with all of those moments, you learn. So if you are hoping to be an overnight success, don't go into business. Go work for somebody.
It's so true. The famous comedian Rita Redner once said to me, it took me 25 years to become an overnight sensation. Many little baby steps. She was also a ballerina. Little ballet baby steps for 25 years. To become an overnight sensation. And that's the real truth. I love when you, Margo, go to a cocktail party or anywhere, you call yourself a living infomercial, which you describe as being a fun icebreaker with people and an unexpected surprise to most people who ask that question, what do you do in conversation? Yeah. And I love this as a life coach, because it's really important to have that line. So
your elevator pitch.
Your elevator pitch. So yours really is a great icebreaker. Can you tell us more about why you call yourself a living I know the answer, but tell our audience why you call yourself a living infomercial.
Because I am. I go on TV. I say for 5 easy payments of $9.99, you get this great camp, but wait, there's more. And I just love to talk. You can put me in any room, in any language, and I'll be okay. Because I always will believe that your best friend was once a stranger that you just have to say hello to. And I'm a firm believer in an icebreaker. Like, I love an icebreaker. I will find a way, especially if you're tough. If you're tough, I like it even more. Ooh, I like to get that chuckle out. I like to get that smile. I will be like, there it is. I've been waiting for it. And we get it.
What has it been like working with Carrie Oliver on the Shopping Channel, which is now called?
Today's Shopping Choice. Carrie's great. I mean, I think Carrie's phenomenal. I've seen Carrie for a long time. She was one of the original sort of, it's always funny because like we've been there for so long that we know when a lot of the hosts start and who they are and who they've become. And Carrie's great. Carrie is a girl's girl. She's supportive. She's kind. She is intelligent. And she's just funny. I mean, I will always say what you do isn't who you are. But who you are can become what you do.
Yes.
So you might as well like it and like you.
So true. I can't go through all the products, but there are some that sound so great. So I was just wondering, even if you could say a word about each of them, can you tell us about the Collagen Reinforced 3D Crepey Eye Lift for $40?
Yeah, I always call our collagen line your push-up bra for your face. Best straps around. But the funny thing is, and funny you mentioned that product, it's sitting right here. This is like my little office. It's actually an eye cream you can use on your eye area. And what I mean by that is if you pick up 90% of eye creams, it goes, please avoid your eye area. And you're like, but wait. Like it's an eye cream. So the crepey eye lift is specifically manufactured for the appearance of hooded eyelids, so excess skin. And so, as my grandmother says, take your index finger or your rude finger and press and rub.
That's great. What about the collagen? I love that word, collagen. Reinforced 3D Advanced Facelift Day Cream.
Oh, it's facelift. Facelift without the needles, without the downtime, and without the price tag. And when I tell you it's your push-up off your face... Ladies, what do we love? We love a new bra. And when we get that new bra, the strap's tight.
Everything's perfect.
Girls are up. And then we wear that bra every single day and the straps become looser and the girls go a little lower and they go south for the winter. This is your push-up bra. That never happens.
That's great. You do also a wonderful super night cream called the Caviar. What a gorgeous name. Caviar Cellular Recharge for about $100. Yeah. What can you tell us about that?
It is lightweight and powerful. It was never meant to go to market. It was made for my grandmother's skin for winter because we moved from South Africa and she's like, what is this temperature? And quite often when you think of a thick, nourishing, moisturizing cream, you think it's heavy. You think it's not breathable. You think ponds. So it's just a lightweight, breathable cream that gives you all the resilience to your skin and it does not smell like fish. And it's just, it's divine. It really is one of my favorite products for my skin. It just gives you a great glow and a great hydration. But everything we do isn't an afterthought. I say this with so much pride. We are three generations of customers. Myself, 41. My mom, 73. My grandmother, who's my mother's mother-in-law, 103. And the head of our R&D, our leading formulator, is a woman over the age of 50. So I love that we come from a place of understanding that our skin can change the day, the week, the month, the season, the hour, the lifetime for no reason at all versus being told what we should look like. It's a nice place of living with.
Yes. So great. There's so many more I want to talk about. People, you have to watch Margot on the Shopping Channel to see even more about this, like the Collagen Reinforced 3D Advanced Facelift Day Cream, which sounds amazing. I want to ask you, if a woman can only purchase one product, they only have the money for one product, this is it, what would be your number one go-to suggestion as the best product to start with Elizabeth Grant?
Essence of Tarisla. It is hypoallergenic, fragrance-free, mineral oil-free, alcohol-free, sulfate-free, phthalate-free, not tested on animals, suitable for all ages, all skin types. And the best part is you don't have to check out what you're using. It's just 1 to 2 pumps before any moisturizer you're using at home, 1 to 2 pumps to cocktail with your favorite serum at home. And that's it. And I literally tell people, I always say I have 3 desert island products, but I'll always recommend 2 if someone has the opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's the essence of Trissom. Somewhere is the night one to concentrate and the night one to concentrate. And I don't want to overwhelm someone and I don't want someone to feel like what they're invested in, they have to stop using. So we're just a seamless puzzle piece to make your skin great.
What do you hope women feel emotionally when they use your products? Because there's an emotional component. It's not just this physical thing. How do you want them to feel? What is your dream that women feel after they use your products?
You are the most spectacular version of yourself. And what a blessing you are at any stage, at any age, that you're able to look back in the mirror. And I hope that you love what you see. Because whether you see yourself through your own eyes, I want you to see yourself through someone else's eyes, whether it's your child who loves and adores you, your best friend, your mom, because the outside is just a reflection on the inside. And those wrinkles and crinkles, great. I'm so glad you lived a life worth living. That moment that you might not love about yourself, that's cool. I can fix it. But what I want you to do is be able to hold your head up high, look in the mirror and like yourself and love what you see because you deserve it.
I love that. There's a question we ask every guest at the end of the show. And of course, we're going to ask it to you now. What is bliss for Margot Grant Witz?
Oh, what is bliss for Margot Grant Witz? What a lovely question. Like your immediate one is, oh my goodness, put my feet up and not have a worry in the world. But what's really nice is being able to have a meal with the loved ones, a cook, a laugh, a put your feet up. Like my girlfriend came over the other day and she might as well live in Japan because she lives in Etobicoke and that's far away from me. But we spent 4 hours together and it was the best. Oh. And it was like, how can I get more? You know, those 4 hours that feel like 30 seconds that you blinked. And I think that's bliss. The bliss where you just go, I want more. I want more of that. I want more of that happiness in that moment where the noise, because the world is so noisy.
Yes.
And none of it matters. That's bliss.
I love that. What is the best way for people to contact you, connect with you on social media, and of course, to get access to your beautiful products, this beautiful skincare line, which I know and I've been following for years and years.
By the way, I will say, if you would like a code for your listeners, with pleasure, I'll get you a 25% off code. And we can say it's Finding Your Bliss 25. I'll just make that up right now. But the best way, if you're looking for me, okay, because I'm different. I'm at Margot Grant Witz on every social media. And I actually will reply to you, Margot with a T. If you're looking for all things EG, at EG Skincare, we're .com. If you're looking for that, we're on Amazon. We're on TSC, which I will always say is the best deal in steel. And I will just say, we're here. And when you think to the keyboard warriors out there, it's actually us. So if you're writing something, you will hear from me. You will hear from my team. You will hear from someone. So just know, we're just trying our best.
I love that. I love that. Well, I have to say thank you so much, Margot, for being on the show today. It's really been an absolute delight and a pleasure to have you here, and an honor because, and please say hi to your grandmother for me. She may not remember me, but I'm a fan.
She remembers everyone. She remembers everyone and everything. And I will say the honor and the privilege was all mine. And to whoever is listening, thank you for welcoming me into your hearts and homes and ears. And I look forward to, if you ever want to chat, to have a smile at the end of the day, drop me a note and I'll tell you why you're the most amazing version of yourself.
I love that. Thank you so much. Each week we spotlight a fabulous person like Margot Grant Witz, who is living their bliss and helping you live yours. So if you are an artist, mindfulness, meditation, yoga expert, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we'd love to hear from you. We also love to feature singers and songwriters on this show. So if you are one, please reach out to us. Also, what did you love about today's program? Are there any guests or topics you would like us to feature on Finding Your Bliss? Just write to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. I'm also a life coach, the bliss coach. That means I help you find your passion and your purpose. Just write to us as well. You can also listen to us on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. Just search up Judy Liebrach. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. In Bliss News, we are so excited to announce our phenomenal giveaway, courtesy of Margot Grant Witz and Elizabeth Grant Skincare. We are thrilled to be gifting one very lucky winner a luxurious skincare package valued at over $375. This incredible prize pack includes the Supreme Essence of Tericolum, Collagen Reinforced 3D Rose Quartz Edition Face Cream, Rose Quartz Gua Sha, and a $50 e-gift card to elizabethgrant.com. To enter, all you have to do is follow at The Bliss Minute and EG Skincare on Instagram. That's EG Skincare for Elizabeth Grant on Instagram. Just like the post, tag two friends, and the winner will be announced on Tuesday, June 16th at 6 p.m. I would love to thank our wonderful guest today, Margot Grant Witz, for being on our program. Also, thank you to Mag Ruffman, Siobhan Kiley, producer Lori Quinn, audio engineer Juliana Yanuciello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center. Also, thank you to Garrett Flores for the beautiful pink roses that adorn our set each week. For everyone here, I'm Judy Lee Brack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.